If you want to hang on, they're going to make a copy of your document and get that back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Staff will bring it to you, sir.
Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,264. Michael L. and Allison F. Miller seek variances from the rear yard setback and front yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of North Aquarius Way and West Gemini Lane, and within the Cave Colony subdivision. The 911 address is 7 North Aquarius Way, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. Agricultural residential. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 21, Parcel 53. Staff would note specifically the applicant is requesting a 1.4 foot and a 1.3 foot variances from the required 6 foot rear yard for an existing swimming pool. Staff notes that variance is also required for the existing garage and shed, but these can be dealt with through the administrative corrective process as a CO has been issued for these. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Michael Miller, 7 North Aquarius Way, Milton.
Allison Miller, 7 North Aquarius Way, Milton.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. I feel like I'm at an old camp meeting with my grandparents back in the day, fanning. Please explain your request and address the standards for us.
Okay. In August 30th, 2018, we purchased this property during the settlement. It was disclosed that the setbacks were incorrect and didn't meet. So I applied in Section 1. The property was purchased where the seller never disclosed the lack of the pool installation permit. And to move the existing pool to meet section 115-25 would render pool non-reusable and would have to be replaced. The walk space between the pool and the fence is greater than the required 36 inches. Section 2, the pool was existing prior to purchase. A lack of permit was never disclosed during closing on the property on August 30th, 2018. Section 3, again, the pool was installed by the previous owners, Terry L. Reynolds and Cynthia C. Reynolds. Section 4, the pool is totally enclosed with a fenced rear yard and not visible by neighbors. The home located at the rear of the property is 20 feet from the property line, with their two-car garage being the initial section of their home, leaving their residential living area even further away from the pool. The pool exceeds the character of a residential neighborhood. Family characteristics are paramount. The authorized variance, Section 5, the authorized variance would be the minimum relief required for existing pool and represent no modifications.
Okay. So you bought this and were unaware of the situation, and I guess it didn't come up during the settlement because there wasn't a survey?
Correct.
So how did you realize?
At settlement, the surveys were presented then to us, and then this issue came up about the garage.
Okay.
And then I applied for a variance for the setback of the garage, which is, 1.6 inches, I think, mm-hmm. or 1 foot 6 inches, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And during all the correspondence of the application, your office advised me there was never a pool permit. So with that said, we just want to make the property right.
Sure.
Correct. We want to enjoy it, not to have any problems.
Not have a hassle.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, the toughest one you've addressed very well, because it wasn't created by you. Not everybody has that luxury.
They're in Florida.
As you just witnessed. The septic system, do you have septic and well, or is it public?
Septic and well.
Okay, and that is, where is that located? To the north?
No, I don't have that in front.
Okay, as you face your house, let's see.
You can look up here, if she can make it bigger.
Yeah, in the area that's brown in your lawn, is that where the septic is?
Yes.
The back?
Yes.
Is that the back? Okay.
where the 214.67 is, that's where they...
That's where your septic is, okay.
And as well as the opposite side on Gemini.
In the front, okay. Okay, I got you. So it would have been difficult to put the pool pretty much anywhere else except for out further away from the house. Okay. And the lot does front two roads. Okay, is there questions from members of the board?
Not at this time.
Mr. Sharp?
Any complaints from neighbors? I have no further questions.
Okay, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,264. I believe they've convinced me that they meet all the five standards for granting a variance. This was an existing problem on the property when they purchased it.
Very well. Was there a second?
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second by roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons that have been stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
Getting dangerous.
Thank you.